I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. lawmakers told VOA that they are not surprised by North Korea's threat to cancel an upcoming summit between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowen reports.
Pyongyang's objections to joint U.S.-South Korean military drills and the Trump administration's stance on North Korea's nuclear program are an obvious negotiating ploy, according to Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I actually think it's par for the course at this stage of any negotiations, right? The question is whether or not the summit stays on.
White House officials have downplayed Pyongyang's threat. Tillis is urging a continued measured response. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was likely used as a weapon in Syria. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has released details of a report into the chlorine use, but doesn't say which side in the fighting used it. The group says the fighting took place in the Syrian town of Sarakeb in early February, the latest case of poison gas being unleashed in Syria's civil war. The probe comes amid the OPCW's investigation into another attack 2 months later in Douma, near the capital Damascus, a much larger attack that triggered US, British and French strikes against government posts in Syria a week later. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Israel celebrated the opening of Guatemala's new embassy in Jerusalem Wednesday as the Palestinians recalled their ambassadors to four European countries that had supported the United States' move of its embassy to Jerusalem on Monday. This is VOA News. The president of the European Council has said EU member states will aim to work towards a united European front on the Iran nuclear deal and on U.S. trade tariffs, two key topics at a Western Balkan summit in Bulgaria.
We need a united European front. I want leaders to reconfirm that the EU sticks to the deal as long as Iran does. The deal is good for European and global security, which is why we must maintain it.
Donald Tusk also pledged to protect European companies from the negative consequences of the United States withdrawing from the agreement. Jailed Malaysian reformist Anwar Ibrahim was granted a full pardon and freed on Wednesday, capping dramatic changes in the Southeast Asian country since an election upset last week. Reuters' Dhruv Tikekar has more.
Malaysia's king granted a full pardon to jailed reformist Anwar Ibrahim on Wednesday after his alliance's shock victory in the general election. The 70-year-old politician was jailed 4 years ago on his second sodomy charge, which he says was politically motivated. On Wednesday, he walked free out of a hospital in Kuala Lumpur where he'd been undergoing treatment for his shoulder. According to Anwar's daughter, the pardon was based on the grounds that the conviction was a miscarriage of justice and makes him eligible to participate in politics again.
That was Reuters' Dhruv Tikekar. India's Home Ministry says the government troops in disputed Kashmir have been asked to stop counterinsurgency operations during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. A prominent rebel group, Lashkar-e-Taiba, rejected the offer, that according to the Greater Kashmir newspaper. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
In a series of tweets on Wednesday, the ministry said the decision was made so that Muslims can observe the holy month in a peaceful environment. Another tweet said Indian troops reserve the right to retaliate if attacked or if essential to protect the lives of innocent people. Nuclear-armed India and Pakistan each administer part of Kashmir, but each claim it in its entirety. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Reuters reports the first batch of experimental Ebola vaccines to combat an outbreak suspected to have killed 20 people arrived in Congo's capital of Kinshasa on Wednesday. The health ministry said a vaccination program would start on the weekend in the Democratic Republic of Congo's northwestern Equator province, where dozens of others are suspected to have been infected. However, only two cases have been confirmed by lab tests. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.